Social impact everywhere.
So the last question I have then is, what is your advice for anyone listening or anyone that might view this? What's your advice on them beginning to make that impact in their communities?
So I think it comes down to finding stuff you're really interested in and just going and volunteering and starting. So if you're interested in, you know, entrepreneurship, you can, you know, join groups and volunteer and help them maybe start at a conference. Find what you're passionate about. If you're, you know, passionate about animals, maybe go volunteer at a humane society for a day a week and go walk some dogs. Like, amazing, right? You're gonna, or maybe go to an animal conference and say, hey, do you need volunteers for this animal conference, and go help them with that. Just find a way to get involved with what you're interested in, because making a social impact really has to come from the heart. And if it doesn't come from the heart and you're just doing it just to get some credits on something, that's really, it's not the way to go.
Yeah. So
I think find something that you really love and then that kind of inspires you to go there every day and then do it. Not every day, whenever you can.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that core value that you have to align with, right? That's that impact.
Absolutely.
Awesome. No, I love it.
And interest, right? You know, you could believe really in the SPCA, or the, you know, you could really believe in their mantra and mission and not really care about it. You're like, I believe in it. It's cool. It's great. I love saving animals, but I don't want to go to, you know, work in an animal place at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to align it with something you're passionate about that you want to do, you know, because if you're going to spend time doing something, you must always love it.
Mm. Always love it. I like that. That encapsulates it.
Pretty much. Well, I'm 40 now, or 40 something.
Yeah.
Over 40 now. And, you know, I think about the years of things I've spent doing things I didn't like to do. Mm. And I'm like, why did I do that for so long? You know, I was like, I was unhappy for a long time doing something that I didn't like. So if you don't like something, and, you know, there's one thing, if you're at a job and there's certain parts of the job you don't like, you just have to do it, it's fine. But if you're really miserable and unhappy, you only get one shot at this life. You only get how many seconds a day?
86,400.
86,400. Maria's here. Come here, Maria. Maria's working with us in marketing, and she just got a new tattoo. 86,400 seconds in every day.
That's awesome.
Reminding
every
you
second the, counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
That's awesome. Well, Alan, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I live those seconds, like you said, that's important. But it was great having you, and I wish you all the best with everything that you're doing.
Thanks so much, Avery. Appreciate it. Cheers, everybody.
Thanks.